Mudus V'deis in Maimer Shvi in his seventh essay, he basically says that there are three ultimate opinions. He says there are three opinions out there about what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, regarding this question about whether you're going to die. He says one opinion is that those who live are going to live forever. Those who see, he says there are three opinions out there. The Psad Yogoyin, he wrote this 1,200 years ago, and the whole Maimer Shvi is devoted to Tchias HaMeisim. He says the first opinion is whoever sees Mashiach is going to live forever. He says Shita number two is that if you live, you are going to die. That's like to be yoytzeh the inyan of death, basically. But then you're going to be revived to continue experiencing Yemais HaMashiach. In other words, it's not like you're dead and you're disappeared and you go to heaven. And I thought the main show is here on earth. What are you doing in heaven? Right? So he says, no. You're going to die in order to have the inyan of death. And then you come back like other tzaddikim in order to experience Yemais HaMashiach. That's typical. That's been a typical understanding. That's what I always heard as a kid. Right? And then the third opinion says that Psad Yagoyin is that no, those who see Mashiach when it arrives are going to live long, hundreds of years, and so on and forth. Then they're going to die. And he says, they're not going to come back to see Yemais HaMashiach. They already saw it once. The reason why we brought back the other tzaddikim is because they didn't get a chance to see it. So we let them come see Yemais HaMashiach. You were there when Mashiach came. You saw him. He says, you're dead. You're going to come back at the end. He says, you're going to come back for Olam Haba, he says. That's when you come back, you know, for the next stage, whatever's after Yemais HaMashiach. Personally, Sad Yogoyin likes the third opinion. The Rebbe, now in conclusion, with the Rebbe, with the final maskana, right? The Rebbe says, quote, that was the first time I found biz as megeta river bli hafsek klal, without any interruption at all, in chayim nitzchim, in eternal life, begula mitzvah shleim. Fine. Now, once the Rebbe said it once, the Rebbe repeated it kama v'chama pam. By the kinnis hashluchim, tavshin nun, which is the week of Parshas Toldos, the beginning of the year tavshin nun, the next year, and the Rebbe spoke, and it's actually recorded. You can listen; it's recorded. Even the Rebbe talks about this. So the Rebbe speaks how the shluchim, how you have the shleimus of 120, 127, and the Rebbe says till oichet dernach. The Rebbe said we're mamshich the aveda as neshamas begufim bli hafsek klal. The same words. So the Rebbe says that we go bli hafsek klal in the arichas yomim shel achrize biz in chayim nitzchim agumel tzvah shleima. And the Rebbe says, then you have a whole new shlichus, which is connected with a nitzchistic life. And now the Rebbe says something fascinating. The Rebbe says, this actually gives you a new koyach in your shlichus even now. The Rebbe's talking to the shluchim. Why? The Rebbe says, you see clearly that, first of all, the Rebbe seems to say two pratim. One of them is that when you're involved in an activity which affects the rest of your life, it gives you a zrizus, it gives you an excitement, and even a certain joy. You're doing something which affects your life. Imagine it doesn't just affect your limited life. Your eternal life, you're right now, right? That's one prat. The Rebbe says the shluchim have to realize that when the shluchim have the realization that they are, the life they're living now is eternal, going on loylam vad, right? They began, in other words, even though they're going to experience Yemais HaMashiach, Tchias HaMeisim, but your eternal life began when, you know, in 1991, whenever you were born, that's when your eternal life, you're going to live forever and ever, right? And everything you do now is going to affect the entirety of your life, right? And the Rebbe even mentions that when you have this realization, the Rebbe says when you're dealing that Allah kam v'kam v'zretzich and chayim nitzchim, you're talking about eternal life. As erveis tazayin avedo pula itzdes negetz chayim nitzchim, it's relevant to his eternal life. Is doch zicher verstandig the yestadus achik doyle, it's understood how much a shliach is going to be mishtadu, work hard, und simcha achik doyle, was is done. And the tremendous joy, because you're looking around, you know, everyone thinks doylem habi, you go into a different world. But imagine you go with the bridge, you look around, and you're not going to anywhere else. This is Olam Haba. Stop dreaming about some other world. You are in the eternal world. You're in an eternal world. You're not going anywhere. Not soon. Ever. You're living eternity already. The Rebbe says this perspective is going to change the way you view your shlichus should be, with so much more strength and zrizus and excitement when you have this realization. So that's mamash the most ariches I found. Because the Rebbe mamash spends a whole page talking about it. It's in Toldos Nun Aleph, Tavshin Nun, Amud 150.